This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. U.S. President Donald Trump itching to get back on the election campaign trail after being sidelined by a COVID-19 infection will begin by delivering remarks to supporters at the White House at an outdoor event Saturday. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The first event is at the White House. The rally will be in Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says the president appears to be following CDC guidelines.
10 days from the onset of your symptoms. So apparently he started getting symptoms on Thursday, last Thursday.
There is another big guideline.
2 negative tests by PCR 24 hours apart.
As long as the president fulfills the criteria of the CDC of being non-infective,
then I would feel okay.
Fauci cautioned the White House again to avoid large-scale gatherings of people without masks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
It's official. The second presidential debate between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden has been canceled. The debate was scheduled for Miami, but because of President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis, the Commission on Presidential Debates wanted it to be virtual. The president rejected that idea, and Vice President Biden did not want an in-person debate. In a statement Friday, the commission said there will be no debate on October 15th, and it will turn its attention now to the third debate in Nashville, Tennessee, October 22nd. The commission said the debate will be subject to health security considerations and in accordance with all required testing, masking, social distancing, and other protocols. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA.